Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 to 34. The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their forefathers when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor, or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. Joshua had fallen in love with a woman and decided he would marry her. He cared for her, gave her thoughtful gifts, and helped her out of the trouble she had gotten herself into. On their wedding day, he committed his life to serving, loving, watching over, and providing for her. She never treated Joshua with the same respect and commitment that he gave her. As the years passed by, she grew tired of her marriage and had multiple affairs. She bragged to Joshua how one lover was strong and handsome. She told him of another lover that always gave her anything she asked for. When Joshua begged her to come back, she bragged about a third lover who made her feel special, unlike Joshua. The Lord is Joshua. He made a covenant to be the husband to the people of Israel. He took them out of their slavery in Egypt. He showered them with the blessings of a wonderful promised land. The Lord was faithful to them. Instead of embracing their loving God, they chased after false gods, spiritual adultery. The Lord responded by promising a new covenant with them. In this commitment, he would forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. Our Lord has showered us with his blessings and love. Instead of embracing our loving God, we chase after false gods. Alcohol will make us happy. Television will help us forget our problems for tonight. Sarcasm and sharp words will make us feel superior to others. Having an affair will make us feel special. We break God's laws because we don't trust our spiritual husband, the Lord, to take care of us. Instead of divorcing us, our Lord makes a new covenant with us. He promises to forgive us for the sake of Jesus' death on the cross. He promises to remember our sins no more, treat us as if we have never sinned against him. He promises to write his love into our hearts through his promises in the Bible, baptism, and the Lord's Supper. The Lord continues to love and forgive us because that's the kind of husband he is, committed, faithful, and loving, all because of everything Jesus has done for us. Lord, forgive my unfaithfulness to you. Thank you for faithfully loving and forgiving me through Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.